After Plato. Days like these, I'm squandering the circle, riding out on my hobby horse, my long-nosed metal detector, on a jaunty tangent to forage among weeds. Past the last of the smoking utilities, I saunter, humming an irrational number by a latter-day monk. There's still some ground out here that's good for a good-for-nothing, an in-betweener neither fish nor flesh, parboiled detective, diviner of shoots and nuts and bullets spent under the dust. A picker-up and turner-over, debt collector magnetised by scrap and straggly growth, against the grain survival of perversity in adversity. It all goes in my sack for due consideration later, but today I aim to go too far. I reach the limits and approach the wire where the corpulent border guard in blue doesn't shift from his post. "I've seen you coming, kid," he says, and waves me ominously through. "Just keep moving. Don't stop till I can see the back of you."